The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swirling.
The title of the following intriguing information may appropriately be called Born in 1776 and Died in 2008. Please, as citizens of this wonderful country, let us not allow that title to become a reality. Let us continue to tell our government loud and clear that we wish to remain a capitalist country. Professor Joseph Olson of Hemline University, School of Law, St. Paul, Minnesota, points out some interesting facts concerning the recent presidential election. These are Professor Olson's statistics, and yes, I did check Google and Wikipedia and found nothing to indicate otherwise than the following. The number of states won by Democrats, 19, Republicans, 29. Square miles of land won by Democrats, 580,000, Republicans, 2,427,000. Population of counties won by Democrats, 127 million, Republicans, 143 million. Professor Olson adds, in aggregate, the map of the territory Republicans won was mostly the land owned by the tax-paying citizens of the country. Democrat territory, for the most part, encompassed those citizens living in government-owned tenements and many living off various forms of government welfare. I would add that surely many Democrats do own land, and they own their own homes. Professor Olson believes the United States is now somewhere between the complacency and apathy phase of a colleague's definition of democracy, where some 40% of the nation's population already having reached the governmental dependency phase. If all of this is true, and if Congress grants amnesty and citizenship to 20 million foreign invaders called illegals, and they vote, then we can say goodbye to the USA in fewer than 5 years. If you are not in favor of this catastrophic happening, then pass this information along to help everyone realize just how much is at stake, knowing that apathy is the greatest danger to our freedom. Please take this knowledge very seriously. We are about to lose our free democratic country unless we get involved with our lawmakers in Congress. And the absolute worst thing you could say to an entrenched lawmaker is that you will do everything you can to see that he or she will not be reelected if he or she votes to betray our democracy. Socialism is not the change we want. For KSEO, this is Kay Swirling.